Hello and welcome to a Search Manufacturing ERP.com podcast. My name is Hannah Smaltry, Editorial Director for Search Manufacturing ERP.com. Well, today we are discussing the future of RFID and what's in store for the next generation of RFID. To discuss this, I called up Ken Traub, a recognized world expert in EPC and RFID software systems. Now, Ken's experience comes from his active involvement in the development of standards within EPC Global and from deploying production systems based on these standards as CTO of one of the recognized pioneers of RFID middleware. Ken has also been the founder and technical advisor to five high-tech startups in the Boston area, and now he is an independent consultant. Now, Ken also shared his considerable expertise with us recently on a webcast about improving supply chains by exchanging RFID data using EPCIS. That's available here on searchmanufacturingerp.com. If you're interested in these kind of RFID topics, I definitely recommend checking that out. So now, let's hear more of my interview with Ken about what's in store for the next generation of RFID. Now, today we wanted to talk about the next generation of RFID. So at a high level, how would you characterize where RFID use is today versus where it might be in 10 or 15 years? I'm wondering what will be different in how the technology works or how the companies deploy RFID.
Well, you can see a very strong trend in the industry in the way companies are approaching this technology. If you look back 3 or 4 years ago, companies that were looking at RFID technology were really just trying to understand how the hardware worked. People were doing experiments with tags and readers, wondering, would it be possible to read a tag if I put it on this type of product, and things of that nature. It was really a period of getting comfortable with what the technology could do. When you look at it today, companies are approaching this from a much more sophisticated perspective. Large companies have recognized that this technology, which provides visibility on what's going on in the physical world, can really affect all parts of their business. And so a lot of companies are taking the view that they need to look at this from an enterprise perspective and are starting to think about how they can incorporate visibility data into all their business processes. Now, what people are actually doing today are fairly small-scale pilots where they are taking what they have determined to be the top priority or the most likely to succeed project, and employing the technology to confirm their understanding of how the technology works and to confirm that they really can realize the business value that they expect. So if you now fast forward 10 or 15 years from now, I think what we're going to find is that visibility in the physical world, as provided through RFID and related technologies, is going to be a commonly accepted part of doing business that involves the handling of physical goods. It's going to be as commonplace as barcodes are today, or as commonplace as the use of computerized systems is to track things. Two decades ago, it was probably uncommon to have computer systems managing inventory, except for perhaps all but the very largest companies. Whereas today, warehouse management systems are commonplace. I think likewise, 20 years from now, we'll see RFID as just a natural part of any business process that involves handling of physical things.
Interesting. Now, I know one issue that's been a challenge with RFID so far is the cost, particularly of the tags. So will the next generation of RFID deliver on that promise of the low-cost tag?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think first it's important to look at this notion that the tag cost is high and that's a barrier. I think that a perception emerged there largely because one of the very prominent use cases for RFID was the use of RFID on consumer goods. And this came about because of the activities of Walmart and other large retailers who were talking about someday having an RFID tag on every product. Now, when you start looking at consumer products, you're talking about, in some instances, products like boxes of tissues that are very low cost themselves and for which they're extremely low margins. So even the cost of a 5-cent tag could be considered prohibitive for a product like that. On the other hand, there are many other applications for RFID, such as tracking airplane parts or high-value pharmaceuticals, where the cost of the product is many hundreds of dollars, and so the difference between a 5-cent tag and a 10-cent tag is really pretty immaterial to use cases like that. So I think what you've found today is that the tag cost is not necessarily a barrier. It is a barrier for certain types of use cases, but there are plenty of other use cases where today's tag costs are well within range to make those use cases deliver an ROI. Now, I think that tag costs will inevitably decline in the future as a natural evolution of increasing volume, as well as more sophisticated technologies that allow the cost to be brought down. And we can talk about some of those new technologies a little later in this podcast.
So one thing I did want to talk about is that you are actively involved in EPC Global standards development. And for those that might not be familiar with EPC Global, what is it and what is its role in the next generation of RFID?
Yeah, great question. So EPC Global is an international trade organization that sets standards for RFID. It arose out of some work that was done at MIT at the Auto ID Center that was founded in 1999. And the original vision behind the Auto ID Center was that knowing where physical objects are is something that was so fundamental to so many different business processes that it was really important to create technology that would allow that to be ubiquitous. Now, at that time, in 1999, RFID technology certainly existed, but it was primarily a proprietary technology. You had particular vendors of tags and readers, and you could go to one company and get their tags that would work only with their readers. And the technology was quite expensive and because of that, and there was no interoperability. So the mission of the Auto ID Center was to say, let's set standards so that any tag can be read by any reader. And by establishing a competitive marketplace for the hardware, we could drive costs down. That was later expanded to include the development of software standards so that companies could collaborate in sharing data with each other so that there would be a marketplace of software components that companies could buy. So that then has the effect of both lowering the total cost of ownership because you now have a competitive marketplace for these components, but also it enables use cases that you couldn't do without standards. And in particular, there is a standard called EPC Information Services, or EPCIS, that defines how companies can share data about tags that they read in a form that any company receiving the data can understand. And with that, it's possible to get visibility not just within one company's own four walls, but really across an entire supply chain. And that is critically important to really fully realize the promise that this technology has.
And I encourage readers to check out that webcast that we did with you, which really talks a lot about EPCIS. Now, I'm wondering what other interesting projects EPC Global members are working on now. I visited the website. Maybe you could tell readers or listeners that as well. I visited the website. I saw there's a lot going on. So what, in your opinion, are some of the most interesting projects that are being worked on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. EPC Global is a very dynamic organization. Its membership has been growing steadily since its inception and now has over 1,300 companies that are members across the world. And those members come from, I think, about 30 or 40 different countries. So it truly is an international organization. To learn more about EPC Global, you can visit their website, which is www.epcglobalinc.org. Many of the key standards required to implement RFID and EPC systems have been ratified in their first versions, and that includes standards governing how the tags talk to the readers, the standards for the electronic product code, which is the data that's put into the tags, the EPCIS standard, which we already talked about, a total of 11 standards that have already been created. EPCIS is probably the most significant standard of those that have been created so far. Where the organization is today is starting to really apply those standards to achieve business value. And so a key area of activity right now is the definition of the so-called core business vocabulary, which is a way to encode within the data governed by the standards exactly how RFID tag reads relate to business processes. The core business vocabulary provides standard definitions for terms like shipping and receiving and packing and storage, all the different physical handling processes that we're trying to capture with RFID. So developing that vocabulary is going to be a key enabler to make it possible for companies to share data and understand what it means, even though they don't necessarily have full information about another company's internal processes. Another very key area of development are so-called discovery services, which is what's going to allow any company to find out all the different participants in their supply chain that may have data of relevance to them, even participants that are two or more steps removed in the supply chain and with whom they may not have a direct business relationship. It'll act as kind of a search engine for visibility data in the way that we have internet search engines for the publicly available information on the World Wide Web. So discovery services is another very important area. And then finally, there's a lot of activity in EPC Global where members of different industries come together and really figure out how the technology can be best employed within their industry to solve particular business problems. And one of the best benefits for end users to join the organization is that you can share your learnings, learn from what others have done, and really participate in a community that is figuring out how to get the most value out of the technology.
That sounds like a good idea. So in closing, I'm wondering what other cool or interesting or innovative developments in the world of RFID bear mentioning in this discussion, what's sort of catching your ear, and any other final thoughts to add here on this subject?
Yeah, well, I think that with the development of the software standards, we're starting to see the whole industry starting to transition from this mode where everybody's doing everything differently because everybody's doing it for the first time to a mode where we're now understanding the common patterns for solving problems, and those are starting to be encapsulated in hardware and software products so that there starts to be some standardization. That makes it easier for companies to deploy because they know that they can just solve a problem a way that has been proven to work by the 20 or 100 companies that came before them. So that's a very important development. If you want to look at specific technologies, I think in the hardware side of the picture, there's some pretty exciting developments on the horizon. One of the things I became acquainted with recently is a company that is creating printable electronics, so that using basically inkjet printing technology with some specialized silicon-based inks, they're actually able to create a complete RFID tag, including the chip and the antenna, through printing technology. And that will obviously make it possible to create RFID tags that are significantly less expensive than the ones that are manufactured today using conventional silicon chip manufacturing techniques. That's a technology that's not quite mature yet, but is on the horizon and quite exciting, and relates to the discussion we had earlier about the cost of tags. In the space of RFID readers, there are a lot of very interesting technologies. Traditional RFID readers and handheld devices have been around for a long time, but you're starting to see very innovative systems that deploy an array of antennas that allow you to read RFID tags and determine their location within a large area like a warehouse or a truck yard and only by deploying a small fraction of the number of antennas that you would need with conventional technology. I've also seen products emerging on the market that combine RFID readers with forklifts and other types of material handling devices, which make it a lot easier for companies to deploy the technology and integrate it with their business processes. So a lot of innovation there. The standards that have been developed in EPC Global are really a key enabler there because it allows all these different variations on the theme to interoperate with each other. So I think that what we're, in summary, what we're seeing is a gradual maturing of the market, and like all technology areas, it starts out very chaotic, but as the standards emerge and companies start to solve the same problems the same way, and we get some repeatability, we're going to see, I think, a rapid acceleration of the deployment and the adoption of the technology, and a continual lowering of the cost, which will, of course, serve to increase the return on investment that's available to companies who invest.
Well, thank you so much for all of this. Ken, if readers want, or listeners in this case, want to learn more about you and some of your services as an independent consultant, how can they reach you?
Yes, I can be reached at my email address, which is kt@alum.mit.edu. And I would be happy to hear from any listeners who might be interested in learning more about RFID or getting some expert assistance in their own projects, expert assistance in the form of software architecture, or advice about how best to employ the standards.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for joining us today. Ken Traub, independent consultant and expert on RFID and EPC.
Thank you.
And a final thank you to our listeners and members of SearchManufacturingERP.com. Remember, you can read more about RFID and other manufacturing IT trends right here on SearchManufacturingERP.com. So thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day.